Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, this is going to be a very interesting program, because most of us know very little about GT Tire, which operates a humongous facility right down there in Chester County at Richburg. And today with us is David Shelton, who we have commandeered to come in to talk with us about GT Tire. Right? You're right.
Thank you.
David, we always start off by getting our guests to tell us a little bit about themselves. Tell me a little bit about your background.
Currently, I'm Director of Industry Relations with GT Tire. My background started from playing with cars at a young age and learning everything I could about not only the automobile, but vehicle dynamics. In fact, including teaching driving to advanced driver training for police, fire, ambulance, et cetera, and racing.
And that's it.
You get hung up on it and have the privilege to keep going at it.
So how long have you been with GT?
I've been with GT a little over 14 years.
14 years.
Mm-hmm.
But you've been in the tire business prior to that.
I have been working directly for manufacturers for a good 30 years and another 12 years before that, running around with another manufacturer and all of their sales and performance gurus for about 12 years.
All right. So tell us something about GT. Most of us, that's not a household word. It's not like Goodyear or Michelin or what have you. So tell us about GT.
Compared to some of the other brands that you mentioned, we're a teenager of sorts. We've only been around for 74 years to 75 years. This industry is one that is well over 120 years of age. In fact, they just closed one of the factories in the U.S. that was 100 years old. So when we invest in a region like we are in the Richburg area, that plant is now 7 years old. Well, that's still a baby by tire manufacturers' considerations. We're looking at that being there for another 3 to 4 generations, if not 5.
Now, GT is, this is your first operation in the United States, correct?
This is our first step into the United States with our manufacturing end. We've been in the U.S. for about 30 years under one of our brands' names with GT Radial. The GT brand, the GITI brand, is only been in the U.S. for about 3 to 4 years in the original equipment for, in this case, Volkswagens. As of this last year and into this year, we will finish filling out more in the first replacement, in other words, not only equipped on those vehicles, but distributing that brand as first replacement for whatever you had on it before.
All right. So your base of operation is where? Is Southeast Asia?
Our headquarters, our global headquarters, are Singapore.
We
have facilities in Indonesia, and that's where we're originally from, Indonesia. We have facilities in Europe, including UK, Germany, and Italy.
Right.
We also have facilities in China, but the tires that are sold here, the reason we are here is primarily for the American market. All of our intent is for all the tires produced in Chester to be for the U.S. and Canada, and eventually Mexico. Currently, part of the supply is from Indonesia. The rest of the supply is right here in South Carolina.
So you got to grow your footprint.
We've got to grow our footprint, both of the plant as well as our distribution channels.
So you got people out there knocking on doors saying, you need to put GT tires here.
Absolutely.
All right, so this plant down in Chester County, I mean, it's massive. It's 1.7 million square feet. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Air-conditioned, as you point out.
Air-conditioned, climate-controlled. It is a clean facility. In fact, first off, we are environmentally aware, and this is in on a pristine 1,500-acre site where we took out only a few trees to make the scenic roadway in and planted equivalent number of trees that we took out. And coming to work, you might see deer, you might see turkey. There's even a bear that lives on the property, but I haven't seen him yet, just evidence. And then you go to this facility that's kept clean, and almost everything is automated.
I remember the environmental concerns that your company had, and it seems to me, and it's been a while since I've been down there, you ran into a bunch of rock when you were doing your getting ready to build the plant. And rather just than disposing of that rock, you use the rock in some fashion along the driveway in to GT. Is that right?
We definitely used the conditions that were there to the best advantage, except for one. The rocks that you see lined up, these huge boulders that used to be one, and it was supposed to be put on display, but somebody blew it up. So those pieces are now lined along the top ridge.
That was one big rock.
Yes, it was. It was sizable, yes.
So the decision to come to the U.S. with your production obviously was not one that was reached quickly or easily. And once you said we're going to do this, then you had to figure out where to do it. Is that right?
The site selection was a challenge in its own right, because when you look at the United States, where's the best place to put a manufacturing facility, and specifically a tire manufacturing facility?
And not everybody wants to have one of those in their backyard because of these somewhat stigmas that have been associated with it, right?
Historically, you have that concern, but the one factor that you have to look at, besides the people and the state willing to have you there, nor the locale to have you there, is how do you get your raw materials in? How do you get your finished products out easily and smoothly? Well, South Carolina offered some great benefits to that. You got the port in Charleston. The site that we found right beside I-77, which leads it to Charlotte. We've got the airport right north of us. We've got interstates that take you all across the country, as well as railroads. And a workforce and a community that looks forward to having you join. All of those came into play with the economic development folks for the region, the state, and the fact that other tire manufacturers were here, the automobile manufacturers were here, and South Carolina was becoming the new home for those.
Well, and it didn't hurt that you had a 1,000-acre site, maybe a little bit bigger than that. It had all gone through all the various things to be labeled as site ready for somebody to come in. And a lot of that credit has to go to Springs Industries and to L&C Railroad, which partnered together to fix that site up, to get that site, because it used to, I think, have a great big hole in the middle of it or something like that. They fixed it up over the years to make it suitable for somebody on the scale of GT to select it.
All of that groundwork was phenomenal. Excellent site.
Yeah, it was. So, and I can remember one of your big issues as well was, do we have enough power to come into this plant and enter Duke Energy?
Duke Energy, anytime you're looking at building a city, and basically this tire manufacturing facility is a city within itself, you have to have the power, you have to have the water, you have to have the wastewater systems put in. It is, you're building a city with everything involved in it, including medical support, safety, security, as well as in any one of these, we want to protect the life around it. So again, we didn't want to disturb this 100-year forest that's around it. It's marvelous scenery, marvelous place to come to work. right beside the interstate, but you don't even know we're there when you go up and down the roadway.
That's the truth. You absolutely do not know it's there. Okay, so you opened the plant, what was it, 7 years ago?
The first tires came off a little over 7 years ago, I think 7 years, 3 months ago.
And I think it's fair to say, use that term, state-of-the-art, because I told you this story before. I happened to be down there when Governor McMaster came for the grand opening of the facility. And he was impeccably dressed, as he always is, with his nice blue suit, his white shirt, tie, everything. And he got up there. He said, we're going to have you make a tire. Okay, press this button and stand back. And he pressed a button, and the next thing you know, the tire's done. That was all he had to do. And that wasn't just some kind of a game. That's the way you build tires now?
When we instituted this factory, it was the most automated tire manufacturing facility in the United States of America. Since the time we put that one in, there's two additional manufacturing facilities that have been put into the U.S., tire manufacturers, that are equal to or a little bit more automated. There's only two times in the process where the tire is actually touched by human hands. Everything else is done by machinery. And that is intentional there for inspection, to make sure the quality is right. One before it goes into the curing process and the other after it's cured. That's it. Everything else done by machines. In fact, even all the raw materials coming in, they're all moved by mechanical operation. Nobody actually lifts anything anymore. It's all done by assistance.
I have not been down to the plant to take the golf cart ride through it to see how this all works, but at the time you had, when the governor was there, you had like one line that was operational?
First off, the factory is broken, are divided into different sections. The middle section is the tire building, where they take the components and they actually assemble the tire into a green tire before it goes to get cured. You're referring to that center building, which is the tire building room. And yes, at the time that Governor McMaster's was there the first time, was only one line set up. And right now, I believe there's five, or the fifth one is being assembled there. And then the next room, which is the curing room, we are working on our fourth row of presses, which will be the final row of those.
Okay, so if you can make this simple, because I'm a simple guy and I need to understand this. You have the raw material that goes into a mold of some kind?
Well, first off, you have to have it made. The tire is a combination of anywhere from 14 to 28 different components and ingredients that get laid up into different pieces. And you have to assemble those precisely, and then you cure them. Because if I handed you a raw rubber tire, it would last about 10 minutes on a car. Just not going to happen. You have to cure the rubber. And to cure the rubber means it bonds and you shape it. Right. To fit what will go on the vehicle. And from there, and that's the curing process. And then you check for it to make sure it stays round. It gives all the, it doesn't have any anomalies of dynamics that are going to be vibration, in other words, balance, or left or right, or kinesity, anything that's wrong that's going to affect your driving. Because the whole purpose of the tire is to allow your vehicle to safely convey you from point A to point B, right, handle all the different weather conditions, the road conditions, and provide you the go, stop, and turn that you want, need, and desire, and have come to expect.
So the product comes out of the curing room, and then goes over to the manufacturing side?
No, the curing is after you've assembled it.
Okay.
You cure the tire, then it goes to final inspection, where all it's checked to make sure it's perfect.
So, not to get lost in the weeds here, you've got to have something to go into the manufacturer. Where is that coming from?
At the north end of the, north actually end. The south end of the plant.
Okay.
Is where the raw materials come in. Carbon black. Oils. Chemicals that help do the chemistry within the tire. The fabric cords that become squeezed, that's in the calorimetering process, squeezed upon each side of the fabric that's the carcass plies. when you talked about bias ply tire or radial ply tire, those are the cords that are the structure for the tire.
Or steel belted radials.
And the steel belt, that's the belt package.
Okay.
And they also have a nylon or rayon overlay on top of that that's has to be made before you assemble those with the tread blank, which may have up to six different compounds in that tread to get you the wet grip, the dry grip, and everything you need. And you still haven't got talked about the belt package, which is another section of and a few other miscellaneous components that go in to assemble. It's not just rubber poured into a mold. It's all of those are in the second stage. The first section is raw materials into rubber and calendaring, and then you go into the component section. Finally, the next building over is when you go into the tire assembly, then the curing room, and then final finish, and then on into the distribution center, the warehouse at the north end of the building.
Bottom line is, you got to see this to understand it.
It's a mile-long process.
It's a mile-long process, 1.7 million square feet.
Absolutely.
To do this.
Yes, sir.
And with that, I mean, that plant right now, is it at full capacity right now?
No, sir. We're not at full capacity because we don't have all the equipment in yet, and we don't have all the people we need. Currently, we're a little over 900 people. On our way to even more. We could use another 100 people right today.
So we have 900, but we need 1,000.
Easily.
And equipment-wise, we're 80% there?
I'd say somewhere between 70 and 80%.
All right. Hey, how you doing, sir? And so with the equipment that you have right now, you have enough people to run the equipment that you have right now? Or do you need more to run?
We could use more to run it right
more
now.
More to run it, okay.
Don't we all like to have at least a day off once in a while? So, yes, it helps to have backups. It helps to have the people trained so that if one has some reason to illness or whatever that they have to take off, it would be nice to make sure we have everything flowing as it should.
This plant runs 24/7, 365.
It does now.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax you with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Okay, here we are, Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. What we do here is fresh subs and salads, and we do it 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is in the white letters, and we're all going to chant it out together at the count of three. Is everybody in the line ready? Yeah, that's you. Ready? One, two, three.
Slice.
He didn't get it right at GT Tire. We're going to have to
get first time.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot, on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Stream TV from Comporium is more than just TV. It's accessing all your favorite shows and movies. From here, in there, up there somewhere, here too. We won't tell. It's restarting shows mid-show. It's TV that learns the difference between what you like and what you love. It's what you want, when you want it, where you want it. So yeah, we're more than your internet company. We're your smart TV, just got a whole lot smarter company.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
If your primary care physician has recommended surgery for a medical condition and non-invasive medical treatments are not an option, you may want to talk to your surgeon about new, less invasive surgical techniques. At Piedmont Medical Center, we use da Vinci robotic surgery, a robot-assisted system controlled by your surgeon designed to allow for greater surgical precision during many general GYN and urology procedures that potentially offers you a quicker recovery. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Soup, here it is. Soup, here it is. Fight those cold weather chills with a cup of hot soup at Substation 2. We serve a rotating selection of flavors and never know what we feel like fixing, but it's all delicious. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Very interesting conversation with David Shelton. He's a GT Tire corporate. He happens to be in town here taking a look at what's going on down there at their rather large facility in Richburg, 1.7 million square feet of plant with, would you tell me, 900 employees, trying to get 1,000 in there. And so how, now that you've been doing this for 7 years, it takes a while to ramp up and get production going to where you want. Are you about where you want? I mean, how many tires a day are you putting out down there?
Our target is 9,000 tires a day right at the moment. We're not quite there, but we're coming close.
Whew, boy, that's a lot of tires.
Understand that as we're trying to pull all these things together, the people that we want to come on board, obviously they need to be able to measure, think, and read, and show up, because once we get the flow going, you have to maintain it. And to maintain it, you keep everything flowing and humming just right. You need to be able to analyze and watch what comes off the machines, as well as sense the feel for the flow. And keep it going.
All right, so you've been doing this now for, let's say, 7 years. What's the quality of the workforce been like? Has it been, I mean, I'll tell you why I asked that question, because we hear an awful lot about kids coming out of school that don't have the right kinds of skills for the manufacturing demands that are here in this country today.
Well, there's advantages and disadvantages of what we've got as far as education. The GT has been working in the Richburg, Chester area for now 7 years, working with the GT Math and Science, the STEAM effort. Now, that's a phenomenal program. I've seen some incredibly intelligent kids in that group. And when say intelligent, they recognize situations, they can analyze, adapt, and overcome. That's what we're looking for. Be able people to literally show up mentally, morally, as well as be able to measure, think, and observe. And not be afraid to communicate when they see something that's not quite as it should be. Because after all, tires, we all need them to be safe for us, to make sure you can get from point A to point B, and so we're looking for people that are responsible. Through these efforts with GT Math and Science, the STEAM program, and working with the community, we have pulled quite a few of the folks that we need for the area. Well, the unemployment rate is rather low now in Chester. We're looking for people to move in to come join us.
Right. Sorry about that. So when somebody, Batman. So when you bring somebody in to the GT family, you obviously you got to train them to do what they're doing. They're not going to be experienced tire manufacturers.
Absolutely. Even if they are experienced tire manufacturers, they may not be experienced with our equipment.
Right.
Because ours is considerably different than the old style.
Okay.
The automation that's in level, first off, you brought up the fact that the governor came in his nice suit and built the tire without getting dirty.
Yep.
Back in the late 80s, when I first went into a tire manufacturing in a suit, it was no longer a viable suit then. Today, first off, the job site is cleaner. The job is cleaner, and it's more automated. What we need are people who, yes, they still can manually touch things, but it's more done by what's in their head, not by physical activity. So they're controlling an iPad, basically.
And this is a stigma the manufacturing ball types has struggled to overcome.
Yes.
They're not the sweatshots of the early 1900s.
Not at all. I mean, besides the fact of all the safety protocols that we have for government regulations, we take the next step. We want to make sure that everybody who comes there goes home safe.
I would gather that GT has worked with, the universities like University of South Carolina, Clemson. We have Winthrop here. We have York Technical College. We've got, Clinton College. I mean, all of these you're tapping into.
We are tapping into those. We're looking for even working with veterans, folks that have come out of the military looking for a job. Yes, we're anxious for anybody who's ready and willing to think and willing to show up. Now, the interesting thing about shift work that most of us don't realize, wait a minute, I get a couple of days extra off. Every other week, I'm making overtime.
Yeah. So a typical worker in the plant is on a shift schedule?
Yes, sir.
Is that like hospitals, like 4-10s, how does it work?
3s and 2s.
Threes and twos.
All right, because you're on for 12 hours.
Okay.
All right, and then you do 3 days, and you're off 2, and then do 2, and then you're off 3.
Okay.
All right, so.
All right. So, and I would imagine you have the same, since post-COVID, everything's gotten more expensive, including labor. And so your wages have had to go up in order to attract people, correct?
We have a very nice program where you can either move very quickly, or if you can move at a reasonable pace, if you figure out within the first 90 days you're not learning how to fly that Airbus as opposed to a Boeing, you are gone. You figured it out yourself that this isn't for me.
Well, and that's pretty typical for most industries. I mean, you're going to figure out pretty quickly. But if somebody clicks in and they really like what they're doing, can they make a good living down there?
Absolutely. It doesn't take long. In fact, we've had some people that within 45 days were already getting raises. Within 90 days, they got another bump. Within 100, and so, yes, you can move up through it if you're willing and capable of accelerating the learning curve.
Yeah, you got to do this novel thing called work, right? All right.
And learn.
That's exactly right. Because, I mean, it's constantly changing. The technology is constantly changing. And you keep bringing in new stuff, so somebody's got to be willing to figure out these buttons instead of those buttons. Mm-hmm. All right, what's the next step for GT in Richmond? Originally, when we came down there, you were going to build 2 1.7 million square foot plants.
The first step is make sure all the equipment gets in place, all the people in place with our current roof.
Okay.
All right. Once that's done, when we can then not have to import anything, everything is here, we make the decision that before then, as we're going there, whether we add the other section only for truck or light truck and truck. Okay. Or carry over for more pasture, which means the 3-year buildup of the equipment order before it gets in. Every piece of equipment and the floor gets rebuilt to put the right equipment in once the order is placed for it.
So the next plant might be, 3 or 4 years from now? Next facility?
At the earliest.
Okay, all right. Dave, we run out of time. I could talk to you for hours. His name is David Shelton. He's with GT Tire. Thank you for being here today. I hope you'll stop by again when you're in town.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
All right, and that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax You with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Okay, he gets one more chance to redeem himself here. We do fresh subs and salads. We do them 6 days a week here at Substation 2. The crowd is watching you to make sure you don't screw this up, right? At the count of three, white letters, everybody chant out together. Oh, boy, Buster and Knucklehead are here. Oh, and the good doc. All right, are we ready? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Not bad. You passed the test. See you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.